You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Welcome to TV Tangents, where we reminisce about 20th century television. We're your hosts. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Natalie.
And today's episode is an introduction to let you know what we're about and what you can expect from the show. And we're talking about classic TV.
Classic TV shows from basically the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, 90s a little bit too.
Yeah, and was there anything before the 50s?
You know, was there? I don't even know. I don't think there was, but we grew up on all of that stuff. We both were born in the 70s and watched the good shows during our youth, but both of our parents were very influential, and we watched a lot of shows from the 50s and 60s, which we're grateful for, shaped who we are as people, and a lot of good shows were on back then, too.
We have eclectic tastes.
We do have eclectic tastes.
In TV, music, clothes.
Everything.
Everything. We're pretty awesome.
We are pretty awesome.
So we just... We're here to talk about that and to reminisce and to be nostalgic. And
yes. Highly qualified to speak on all the things from the past. There were shows, of course, we did not watch probably as much or get to watch. But yeah, we're here to kind of talk about our favorites for the most part and some of the stuff that just hopefully speaks to other people and will help them reminisce a little bit too.
Yeah. And if somebody has a show that they want us to watch, I am all for watching old TV.
Absolutely. Especially if we can find it. That makes me happy to even think that it's all out there now that we can just find it again and rewatch some of that stuff, because great shows.
Old TV is my favorite. I have been watching, for some reason at night, The Golden Girls, and it's on like 4 episodes in a row on some station, and I can't even stop.
Yeah, I gotta start finding that, because that's amazing. I love The Golden Girls.
It makes me so happy. Yeah. So now, like, the shows that we watch are like, we watch like The Walking Dead and like Breaking Bad and stuff like that, and it's okay, but it's not happy TV, and I need like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Palate cleanser. And I just want to watch things that make me feel happy.
Yeah. And you're right. The shows, and then I guess it always is that element of reminding you when you were a kid, and it makes you happy too. But yeah, watching the good, fun shows. And it's funny because as we got older too, I see the progression in shows. They'd get into those like deep topics, and then most of the shows we watched though at the end was like always like the happy part. So how much can you do in 22 minutes probably, which would be like most of the sitcoms we
watched. And you had to wrap it up. That's another thing. You had to wrap it up because there weren't so many, like if a show continued on week by week with the same story, that was a soap opera.
Yeah.
Like Dallas.
Yeah.
But every other show you had to be able to watch that show today and know what was going on in that show, unless it was to be continued.
Yeah, they never really made it so that you were watching it and then you could just pick up on a show. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to know what happened last week to the beef, that kind of stuff. Right. It was always a new adventure each time. So yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of to be continued. That kind of started on later on in life,
and
I think.
And if there was to be continued, they had to sum it up in the beginning, what happened last week, in case you didn't watch last week because you couldn't go back and watch it.
That's true. There were no recording devices.
Now, if you want to watch a show, you don't start in the middle of the show. You start at the beginning of the show.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's how it's funny where you watch Netflix shows and they're like, if you don't remember what happened last time, and it's funny on Netflix because now people watch Netflix for 8 hours a day. Of course, I just watched that episode and I know what happened.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. That's funny.
And you don't have to know what time it's on. When I was in high school, I finally got a TV in my room. I wasn't allowed to have a TV in my room before. My family had one TV, but my brother had somehow acquired a TV from a hotel. Assume he purchased it. And it was a black and white TV, and I could watch it in my room with the bunny ears.
Nice.
And that was the first time I got to, like, watch shows by myself.
Yeah.
And I would watch, like, Night Court and stuff that my family didn't want to watch, and Roseanne.
Yeah. Yep. My first experience with my own TV was actually the TV in our basement that also had a VCR.
What?
And, and that was back because when I was in the 7th grade, I couldn't not watch Days of Our Lives anymore. So that was my first experience with the VCR, having to record that every single day.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that is pretty funny.
I remember one year you and your sister both got TV VCR combos for Christmas.
That's right.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Who gets that? That's insane. That's, to me, that was like getting a Ferrari for Christmas.
That was like the best ever, because then I didn't have to leave my room. That was great.
I was like, so what? They just watch TV by themselves in their rooms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was nice.
Best day ever.
We actually, when I was in, let's see, it was 1988, because it was the 88 Olympics. We had a TV, one of those portable ones that had, like, I don't know, a 10-inch screen.
Yes.
And I took it down to the basement, and I watched the Olympics with my turtle. Her name was Myrtle.
Myrtle the turtle.
And some stations, like 42, I don't know if it was Fox yet, but it was on the UHF.
Yeah.
And there was an antenna that came out. I had to have my finger on the antenna. To get
so the picture the would
signal.
In.
Yes, but it was black and white.
For sure. That's awesome. And yeah, those little TVs were just like that. Yep. Here, put the antenna the exact right way so that it'll come through.
My kids don't know the struggle.
Oh, man. Nobody. I don't think anybody under 30 knows the struggle.
Oh, what show do I want to watch today? Oh, do I have to, like, look it up in TV Guide and find out when it's on?
Yeah, let me grab the paper and see, and then I'll make sure I'm home during that time so I can watch it.
Well, after I got that TV, the possibly stolen hotel TV, I'm sure it wasn't stolen. He's an up-and-up guy, but anyway, after I got that TV, I started, like, making myself a schedule of the shows that I wanted to watch so I wouldn't miss them.
Yeah.
So I would be home for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you had to be home on certain nights, and I'm sure, like, when I was a youngster, there was nothing to do at night, so I'm sure we were home randomly on those nights, but, yeah, like, that was the thing. You had to be there when the show was on, or you didn't get to watch the show, so.
Or you had to wait for the rerun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're all out of order.
No. Then you had no idea what was going on. Crazy.
Yeah, but anyway, so when you watched TV when you were a kid, we had one TV, and whatever was on that TV, that's what we watched. So, and if my dad was sitting there, we watched what my dad wanted to watch.
Yeah, I think we did too. For the most part, we just had the TV, and we had a TV in the living room, and that was our thing. And it was so funny because I remember thinking our neighbors that lived right behind us, they did not have a TV upstairs. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
You mean like in the living room?
Yeah, they didn't have a TV. Their TV was in the basement. So like for the most part, if they're gathering, they, you know, upstairs, they didn't watch TV. And so it must have been, and I guess I never really paid, I mean, but back then, of course, we always played outside when we were super young. Never really paid attention to that. Just thought it was super weird that they didn't have one, because we did. And I thought everybody did. And everybody else I kind of knew did. But that was the same thing for us. The TV was like the center point in the living room. And that was, yeah. I mean, I think it was kind of like the chill spot for sure. Right before dinner, I think, especially because it was like, that's where everyone was. I'm sure my dad came home from work and he sat down right away and then was watching TV. But I don't remember ever being in the house also with the TV off. Ever.
I do. I mean, we watched TV from, like, before my dad got home. We could watch our shows, which was usually reruns, like the Brady Bunch and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But once he got home, then it was the news.
The news, sure.
And then my family, we didn't watch that much stuff, but we watched the, when I was, like, elementary age, we watched the Family Ties, Cosby Show, Cheers.
Yep.
Run.
Yep.
I don't know what night that was on. It was like Thursdays or something. Yep. Was it Thursdays?
And I don't know when Three's Company was on, but I remember watching that around dinner time with my whole family. And, you know, now you think back on that too. And it was a little, I don't know if I want to call it risque by, you know, again, standard to back then, possibly, or I guess for me to watch as a young kid. But my parents kind of let us watch some of that stuff that was a little bit maybe off.
I think only if they thought that we didn't know what was going on.
You're right, because you see that later as an adult and you're like, oh, that's what was going on. But you're right. I probably didn't really get it when I was a kid. I was like, meh.
Yeah. I don't know. They didn't let us watch, obviously, like grown-up TV. But I did watch Cheers, but I think only because it was on at the end.
Yeah.
And I didn't really, I think they thought I didn't really know what was going on, which I didn't care at all about Sam and Diane.
Yeah.
But I watched it anyway because it was on. And yeah. I was a TV junkie and I just kept watching it.
And I think we had Cheers on, but I don't remember ever watching it like religiously like we did The Cosby Show. Like Cheers, I feel like that was like, yeah, it was kind of almost, and maybe that was like closer to bedtime then or something. Like maybe
it was really late.
Yeah. It was on later because I'm thinking I always remember like we all like sat down to watch The Cosby Show. But Cheers must have been on a little bit later on and we didn't watch it as much. But yeah, I kind of it weirds me out because one of my, again, greatest memories of TV watching as a kid was watching Dallas with my mom. And now that I remember what Dallas was all about, I'm thinking, oh, she let me watch that when I was really young.
Like, yeah, it was very strange. I did watch sometimes Three's Company, but only because I thought, what was the landlord's name?
Mr. Roper.
I thought Mr. Roper was hilarious. And I didn't care about the rest of them. I thought Jack Tripper's clothes were awful. Yeah. I've always had an issue with people's clothes in TV. I don't know. Especially 70s TV.
Well, and then there's a theme with that show with the replacement characters. Because, which I never thought when I was young, they made it work, though, where because they were roommates. Oh, now we got to bring somebody else in, you know? Oh, and they had the three different, you know, ladies that did, you know, played that role. And I was like, oh, okay. And it never dawned on me then. And then when you like started to pay attention to other shows, it was kind of like, oh, they would replace characters sometimes. Yeah. So
but they didn't always do it smoothly. That was easy because it wasn't a family.
Yeah, that's
true. They could be like, this is a completely different person. Mm-hmm. Not like Becky on Roseanne.
Right.
Like, oh, hi, I'm the same person.
Yes. And then they turned that into a major joke, which is hilarious to this day. I was like, oh, my God. They'd be like, oh, where have you been? Why do people keep asking me that? And I'm like, oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah.
I love when they work it into the show.
That's well, awesome. We hope that you all want to keep listening to our show because we want to get into some really fun stuff. And we were really excited when we were talking about doing it and we had dinner together and we wanted to talk about things, but we couldn't. We're like, no, we have to save that.
Wait, we have to save it for later. Don't talk about it with each other right now. We'll save it for the show.
But we want to keep it light. So we're not going to talk about news or sports or politics. I'm sorry, no sports.
I'm
very sorry. Unless you want to talk about the Olympics when Greg Louganis has had, and that's when I started watching the Olympics.
Yeah. But
I don't think we'll get into that. I'm
probably
sorry.
Not, but you're right. That was a big thing when we were kids, but that was, you're right. That would take us on like a whole different venue of things.
Yeah. But what is the earliest thing that you remember watching?
Oh man, the earliest thing. Again, because I have really like weird faded memories of Dallas, which is, to me is so weird. I must have watched that when I was super young. And those kind of nighttime shows, but when I think of those, because I feel like I watched the older shows, like the 50s, 60s shows, when I got a little bit older to kind of remember. But we must have been watching that. I mean, we must have been watching the older shows, actually, probably when I was younger. So Leave It to Beaver, The Monsters, Car 54.
Car 54, yeah! I was going to say that.
Mr. Ed. But Gilligan's Island, stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, I just, and the Brady Bunch.
Because all that stuff was on after we got out of school.
Yeah. That must have been the height of like rerun time was when we got out of school. Yeah.
Nickelodeon started somewhere like in the early 80s. Yeah. And then they started Nick at Night. Yeah. And they started showing all those shows.
I know.
And I mean, I watched it religiously.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was kind of the crazy thing is that Nick at Night, yeah, was like the biggest thing I remember as being for sure the rerun show. Mm-hmm. But then I'm wondering, like, where were we watching? Was that, I guess that was also some of the older shows. That's kind of where we watched some of it. But I don't remember what channel and whatever was The Munsters and Leave It to Beaver. Mm-hmm. I just know that my parents were good with us watching those for sure because that was what they grew up with. And
that's what they wanted us to watch.
For sure.
And be.
Yeah.
And aspire to.
Because I feel like some of the shows I watched later on, I either came into late and watched some reruns and then watched it. Even just today, I was thinking about Night Court and how I was like, I don't think we started watching that in syndication. I think we started watching reruns halfway through its run and then watched it a little bit towards the end when it was actually on. But Night Court was played late at night on some channel for reruns. And I just remember thinking my mom would let us stay up late and watch that. And that show was great. I mean, we would watch the same episodes over and over and over.
But do you know, awesome. I never realized that the Brady Bunch was over when I was watching it.
I bet
I thought it was a current show.
Yeah, I bet I didn't either when we first started watching it.
Because I don't know, if you grew up in the 80s, you know that in the early 80s, everything was still very 70s.
Yeah,
it was. People's houses were still decorated like the 70s. Oh, yeah. And everybody's bedrooms were like the Brady girls' bedroom with like the white wicker and the flowers on the wall and everything. Huh. So things didn't change like they do now.
No.
Like really fast.
Really fast. You're right, because every decade kind of bled into the next one. You start to see that. Even if you go back and look at stuff now, same with like Full House, that same kind of decor, I guess, a little bit. And you think even almost 70s through 90s, where some of that was a little bit the same. But yeah, you wouldn't really be able to tell. And I love the fascination with shows from our youth where it's, I always think about this, I was thinking about this too, where houses and stuff, which we'll get into that obviously at some point.
Wait,
that's
to
one
get
of
that.
Our favorite things to talk about. But is the sharing of rooms with the houses that are gigantic with space that they don't need to use, but then also the people are rich. And then kids are all sharing a room.
Okay. See, this is the problem we have when we have conversations. We can't talk about the fact that Mr. Brady built that house for all those people and made his kids share two rooms.
Six kids shared two rooms. Like, what is up with that?
You have all this dead space above your living room.
Yes.
But you jam your kids all together. And
but then magically, as they get older, then Greg has his own room. And then, of course, we talked about, too, like how the living room is ridiculously gigantic for no reason whatsoever. And yeah, that's just funny. Like they always randomly find rooms for people too. Like as the kids get older.
Yeah. It's like, here's a part of the house that you didn't ever know existed because it didn't.
It didn't exist before. You just made that up because of your new TV show status and kids got older and it was a storyline.
But also at that time, nobody thought that people were going to be watching shows on demand over and over again. So it didn't matter if you made a mistake or something was inconsistent because nobody was ever going to watch this again. And we only had two chances to watch a show. You watched it the first time and then you got to the middle of the season and you're like, ugh, it's rerun time. And then you had to watch the reruns. Although, if you missed one episode and then you got to the reruns and then you were like, oh my God, I've never seen this
never
show.
Seen this
that
one.
Was like the most exciting present ever.
That's true. I wonder, I think about that a lot where back then it's like, especially when they're filming shows, they're probably thinking, well, this is it. If somebody doesn't watch this, then it's a failure. And you're right. Here we are so many years later and you can watch pretty much anything on your phone or whatever. And you're right. It's the mistakes they made or how they changed. Some shows changed the whole layout of a house within the first two episodes. And no one ever thinks of it that way. Like when you think about like the Cosby Show, the first house they lived in wasn't the house they lived in.
You keep telling me that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go watch the beginning of it because I do not remember that.
Yeah. It was like some very simple house. I remember that. And it was just, it's so funny how they change. They're just like, bam. Oh, sorry. This is their house now.
We're not going to kidding.
We just live here now.
We're just kidding. Like, whatever happened to so-and-so. And where did that sister come from that we've never heard of?
That all of a sudden just appeared because we needed to add storylines.
Our kids will never know the joys of reruns.
No, not at all.
And discovering
now
episodes
they have to make everything nice and clean so they can, you know, explain things away.
So before I ask you what your favorite show was, I have to do the disclaimer.
Yes.
And this goes for the whole show.
Yes.
We both love the Monkees more than any other form of entertainment in the world.
Hands down.
The Monkees, the group, the TV show, in case you haven't heard of them. So it's just a given that the answer to any what's your favorite question is
the Monkees.
And you'll hear that a lot on the show. But for the sake of fairness and objectivity, we'll put that aside, assume the Monkees hold a position higher than number one, and from here on out, it just goes without being said.
Absolutely. So every number one going forward is, you know, is technically 1B.
Yeah, it's 1B. That's
always,
true.
Always. Because that is our life-changing, like we talked about with Nick at Night and everything. That's that is our number one, far and away. So.
And I can't wait to get to that episode.
Yes.
Which will probably be like five or six or ten
episodes.
Maybe just its own thing.
Yeah.
I don't
know. A whole
year.
Right.
So what is your favorite show? I already know the answer to it, but what is your favorite show of the last century?
Well, yeah, it's got to be Friends. Friends by far would have to be my favorite. I probably of almost anything have watched every episode of Friends more times than any other TV show. and as many reruns as I watched as a kid with the older shows and everything. But Friends, I mean, I can recite full episodes of Friends. And
you do.
Make references about Friends every day when people don't get it. Oh, the worst is when you work around young people that don't understand Friends and have never heard it. Or older people who didn't watch Friends.
Or any people.
Yeah, in general. And you make references like Pivot. And they don't know what you're talking about. And you're just like, and you're laughing hysterically. And they're like, what just happened?
I have to call Rebecca. This just happened.
I have to call Rebecca and tell her because this just happened and no one got it. And now I have to text someone who gets it. So that's what Rebecca's for. We text each other and email each other all the time, random things, because we're funny and nobody else gets it.
We are so funny.
So true.
All right.
And your favorite TV show would be?
My favorite TV show of the last century was Full House.
Full House, yeah.
Yeah.
And well, you were in love with Uncle Jesse.
I was in love with Uncle. I'm still in love with Uncle Jesse.
You still are, yeah.
Yeah. But it was a good show, and I could relate to it, mm-hmm. and they're a happy family,
yeah.
and I came from a happy family. Mm-hmm. I didn't have, like, a dysfunctional family, yeah. and their problems weren't, like, big, huge problems.
Yeah.
And they were just fun. And I wanted to be DJ because she was so...
Of course.
She had, like, the cutest clothes. And she was always happy.
Yeah.
But I was really... I was not DJ. I was more Kimmy.
Ah, yes. You know, that show was great. Loved Full House. That was another one we watched. And I didn't get to watch a lot of reruns of Full House, but I did a little bit and loved that. Loved little Michelle was such a cute little baby.
I actually didn't see the first season because I was turned on to the show in the second season.
Mm.
I didn't know about it because it wasn't a thing that my family watched. So then I was like,
didn't know.
I was in what, like seventh or eighth grade? And I said, I want to watch this show. And my parents hated that show, but they let me watch it anyway because it was clean.
Mm-hmm. Clean family fun.
But they wouldn't let me watch Married with Children.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get to watch that.
I wasn't allowed to watch Silver Spoons. I'm not sure what was wrong with that show.
Yeah.
But I wasn't allowed to watch it.
I remember watching bits and pieces of it, but not religiously. Like, never mm-hmm. was it a major thing where I'm like, oh, yeah, Silver Spoons. But I remember watching parts of it.
Mm, never saw a minute of it.
That's what's like a few of those shows back then. And see, again, we were in that phase where we were watching shows from the 50s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there were shows on, like, Charles in Charge
mm-hmm.
and those kinds of things where I think I got to see, again, bits and pieces. But I never got really into it. Like, oh, that was my favorite show from back in the day. Because, yeah, we were busy watching oldies and reruns of other stuff. So,
which was really good because yeah, it shaped us and we're pretty cool people.
We are. Full show.
So, anyway, we can wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.